Chapter 90, To Brethren in Ministry. This chapter is incomplete. Battle Creek, Michigan, September 17, 1890. Dear Brethren in the Ministry, who shall assemble in camp meeting in Oakland? I'm deeply interested in the cause of God and greatly desire its success upon the Pacific coast. Since our return from Europe, there has been a state of things existing in California as well as east of the Rocky Mountains that has made my work 50 times harder than it otherwise would have been. Now there have been causes that have produced a condition of things that are very displeasing to God. In the meeting held in California 2 years ago, the Lord wrought in our midst. The very last night of the meeting, there was earnest seeking of the Lord. There was the breaking of hearts as the Spirit of the Lord came into the meeting. And at 3 o'clock a.m., before the meeting closed, we prayed with subdued and humble hearts, having faith in God to work with us, by us, and through us. I attended the meeting at Minneapolis. The history of that meeting has passed into eternity with its burden of record, and when the judgment shall sit and the book shall be opened, there will be found registered a history that many who were at that meeting will not be pleased to meet. At that meeting, I had the special light from heaven on several occasions. I never felt more decidedly the Spirit of the Lord moving upon me than at that meeting, and I know the angels of the Lord were standing by my side to help me. I seemed to live as in clear light of the Son of Righteousness, but the spirit that prevailed at that meeting was not the Spirit of God, and I had to bear a decided testimony against the spirit that prevailed, and since that time the Lord wrought in every meeting we attended, but my testimony was treated with indifference as idle tales. I was charged with being influenced by my son, W.C.W., Elder A.T. Jones, E.J. Wagner. Just as soon as my brethren express such thoughts, they reveal. And at this point, the chapter ends. The rest is missing.